Coffee and Cars with Beck and Rach.
Jaguar F-Type.
Don't get me started on that.
I know. That is really one beautiful piece of machinery.
Yeah. That's automotive engineering at its finest. And I can't believe that I actually got to, like, sit in a motor vehicle of that calibre.
I think I had heard so many negative things about how hard the ride would be.
Mm.
And I think it just suited it down to the ground and I wouldn't have wanted it any other way.
Yeah. Such a dream car. That is a dream car.
It is. Look, you and I will never own one.
No.
But I think for me, what really stood out with that vehicle was it was beautiful to look at and it was beautiful to drive.
Yep, definitely.
And Jaguar, it is a very special car. And I think Jaguar has outdone itself because that was one you really could get in and just go.
Yes.
It wasn't complicated. It wasn't hard to figure out. Every button explained exactly what was happening. Mm. And the car was very intuitive to what I needed, I felt.
Mm. And also great for the Macca's run.
Awesome for the Macca's run. We had a lot of action when we went to get our Macca's in that car, I will say.
Although we were a bit too scared to take it through drive-thru.
Yeah, I didn't want to scratch one of those rims.
No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, one of those rims is probably about the same value as the car that I'm currently driving.
I agree with that. I would agree. But let's talk about taking that through the city and then out onto the open road.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start in the city. I don't know about you, but I drove from the inner city out to the Hills District in New South Wales. Mm-hmm. And in that space of time, I received 6 different gentlemen's telephone number to give them a call later. How did you go?
Look, I didn't get that level of response. Admittedly, I was just driving it around the suburban areas of Sydney. Maybe they're not as forward as the gentlemen in town.
But I do believe that you were followed in it. Is that not true?
I did get followed, yes. Did turn quite a few heads.
I think it's that guttural sound that turns the heads.
The growling.
Absolutely, which we like to call
not
it.
Not my growling, it's the Jag's growling.
Yes, that's right. I felt that it was just the perfect car for me.
Mm. I have been dreaming about that car since we drove it.
Yeah. Well, I think we pool our funds and we buy one to share.
Yeah, in about 5 years' time at the moment.
Yeah, that's about how long it's going to take us to save up and get one. Well, that's the level of love. If we're prepared to timeshare it, we want it that badly. Yeah. I think it's a must.
And look, it's the most impractical motor vehicle.
The only thing you can fit in the boot is a pair of shoes. That's it.
Seriously, couldn't even fit my handbag.
No.
Admittedly, my handbag is a bit ridiculously big.
Mm-hmm.
But your handbag, even, which isn't, it's pretty standard. We struggled to fit that in around the spare tyre in the boot.
Yes. But the only thing I'm carrying that is my driver's licence in my back pocket and going for it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm wondering if you've got that sort of money to buy a car like that, that's not probably going to be your everyday
Not doing my grocery shopping in it.
No. No, that's your Sunday, let's drive out to the mountains and show off a bit car.
Yeah. Personally, I'm heading to the seaside in that thing.
Yeah, nice little drive up to Palm Beach would be good.
Yeah, and I'll have a tan by the time I get there because the convertible model is the way we're going.
That was the one that we drove and that was really nice.
Yeah.
Although we're both very, very pale. Yeah. Might have some issues with sun protection.
I'll take it. Sunburn. I'll take it. I don't care. I loved it so much I don't care. And I think the good thing was I had it in really good weather and there was a couple of really bad days.
Yeah.
And the roof was so quick.
Mm.
I found that was a real selling point as well.
And actually, I really liked when the top was down how you didn't feel the atmosphere outside the cabin.
I know.
It adjusted. The aircon adjusted for that. So if it was really cool, you had, and you didn't even realise it, but you had warm air blowing into the cabin to balance it out and you didn't feel cold at all. It was amazing.
And I was really surprised because most convertibles, you can't really hear the person sitting next to you speaking.
Yeah, it's so true.
Whereas I felt I was using my normal tone, able to have a conversation in it.
Yeah.
And I didn't, and bonus, my hair was not windswept. Although I did have the same 6'10" friend in the Jaguar F-Type and he did look ridiculous because his head did hang over the top of the car.
So not for tall people.
Not for tall. Not for the 6'10".
No.
You need to be under the 6'10 mark.
Well, that's good for us.
It's great for us.
Catering for the short people of the world.
That's right. And really, is this something you want to share? Not really.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm. No, I was very impressed with the Jag.
There was actually nothing in it that I'm going to fault.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, well, and the thing is, like, you can talk about the lack of space and all that sort of jazz. It's not designed to be a car to go and, like you said, do your groceries in or, you know, pick up the kids or whatever. It's a fun, high-end luxury vehicle. It is what you want to be burning around town in on a weekend, going for that drive.
Agreed.
I think the thing with these sort of cars, though, is that unless you can take it to a track somewhere, when are you ever going to experience the full scope of what it's capable of?
But I think if you did own something like this, you would be making your way to a track pretty quickly to really open it up. Because I really felt for, similar to the John Cooper Works, I was holding it back.
Yeah.
This was a car I really felt, and just like the Jaguar emblem says, it wanted to leap ahead of me and I was holding it back.
We need a Nürburgring somewhere out here in Sydney.
Agreed.
Someone needs to build a track. Castle Hill, please, Sydney, somewhere. Someone needs to build a track that we can take these things on. And
Bathurst is just too far away.
It is. And Eastern Creek, I don't know, can you even drive on that?
I don't know. We need to figure that out.
We need to do some research.
So really, so the Jag F-Type?
Loved it.
Loved it.
Dream car.
Dream car.
It just makes me depressed. I was so depressed getting into my car after driving that one.
Yeah, that was one I really struggled to hand back.
Yes.
I really struggled.
Well, we wondered if Jag would even miss that vehicle. If we just held on to it for a bit longer, maybe they'd forget that they'd even given it to us. And
if I smiled enough, I was wondering if they'd let me have it for another week, and sadly they said no.
That's a pity.
That is a huge pity.